elder is in the northwest at the moment. I've spoken to him. He sends his apologies. Advocate Schwartz is in the ad hoc committee that's meeting at the moment. He's committed there. And Vince Matz did table an apology yesterday with the committee secretary, but we've been trying from this morning to contact her and she's not responding. So I think when we come to the second item on the agenda, we might want to discuss and see, you know, whether we might want to reconsider proceeding with the issues this morning and reconvene later this afternoon. That's what we might want to consider, but we can think about that. Okay, so there's the minutes. There's a whole stack of them. I know that Mr. Peters has got strong views about this matter. We did agree at our strategic workshop that the minutes should have been tabled after every meeting, the very next week. The reality is that we failed. And the responsibility lies with the administration for that. So I think we might want to say a few words about that. But the reality is that we've got a whole batch to get this off the agenda. If you just, sir?
Yes, I think I don't think that's going to the seminar rather than the state. If you have a problem, you've got to take it further so to ensure that we get it every week. Between you and the rest of the world, take help to make sure that we get them every week. Well, there's a lot of minutes. I am honest with you. Some of it I've worked through last night. Some of them come back to me, some of them stays away. Those are realities if you wait once a quarter or whatever. So, you know, like you went through, that's all about. That's in terms of the commentators, and I'm not speaking in terms of the AEC, but to reconvene could be a good idea. The point where one wants to make it. The item on the agenda, the main item on the agenda, needs to be concluded today. So if you have to do it now, and I know it doesn't look normal, right? But it doesn't look normal. We are quorum. We could go ahead and do it. But, you know, we have to try and accommodate. Other members from other parties, maybe we should consider it later on today. Not that I can tell you anything, but maybe to serve up all the other administrative pieces of land into that.
Other views on the minutes issue? The commander.
Yes, sir. I don't know, are we going through the minutes or because of this? I think the point is that about the minutes generally in any institution. Is a record of the work of the committee in a particular period. So what it does is then give us an opportunity to reflect on the area that might be attended at that particular moment. If you leave them over a long period, you are likely to lose the important element of what could have changed as what we normally call inappropriate organization methods arising from the thing. Because the parental process is different from what we normally do, but the advantage of that is that when you correct them on a weekly basis, you are even able to follow up on issues that come. Because this will be 7 minutes. You will realize that we dealt with the issues of the digital blockers, the CMC, the presentation of the department institution in the South and internet. But sometimes once you leave them like that, they pile up and at the end of the day you've got so many things that you might have thought for that. So I think that's the basic principle about 5 minutes, why it's really important for us to get them on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I think the criticisms are taken. We had agreed at our workshop that minutes should be tabled every week. There have been administrative difficulties, but I think Wendy is right. We should have sorted this out a long time ago. For that, we apologize. We are now faced with a batch. I haven't even read them. I must be honest with you. I haven't read them. Sam?
I wanted to check on this taking next time. We should have minutes ready. Is the capacity there to do that? Or we're thinking, Mammoth, that could be unimplementable. Is the capacity there now? Because I remember for a long time, our secretary has had no assistance. Do we have assistance now, full time? What if we can be given a light there?
Rita? Albert, who wants to speak? Anam Golo. We brought you here for this. But is the issue of the committee assistant sorted out? Because we've had people on standby almost every week. Somebody coming. Can we now say that we've got a permanent person? In fact, we are entitled to two full secretaries, not a committee assistant. Two full secretaries. And I think for the better part of this year, we've been having somebody standing in since Yeleka left to join us in September. But at the moment, what is the formal position? Is Zintler now formally the committee assistant in this for communication, or she's still on standby?
Chair, the position of the second committee sector service is that we've gone through a recruitment process, and there is a second person that we intend wanting to attach into the committee. So, when I go back, I'll just make sure I need to come back to the committee, because there is a person that we had decided to come to the committee. She was sending in at the training industry because someone there was on maternity leave, but the person is dead. So we just need to make sure that the committee secretary joins the communication.
Any views on this?
You know what we've been doing now? We shouldn't be bogged down with that. This committee should be operating on all equilibrium. These things are behind the curtain somewhere else being discussed, and that's all the rest of them get in person. So I don't really know who's going to be the secretary, who's not going to be the secretary, all of those practical things. That is supposed to happen off fast between you. And whoever appoints secretary, you know what we want. Better. And that kind of thing you can't fix it. If you want me to fight with it, then I can do that. But it's not going to bring us closer to the resolution. I think we had a place there. We need that kind of assistance consistently. I think the same goes for the research. I would imagine there will be consistently in this meeting, this panel. Again, it would be ideal if you can know who's out. I'm giving it a full-time researcher. So it's not about researching, but who's a full-time researcher, we can go up and talk to the person and just follow that. If you don't have that, then it becomes problematic.
Right.
We appoint people like the cast, and that process of appointing, communicating with the candidates and stuff like that, it takes quite a lot of time. Actually, we need a person to focus strictly on that. Not only that, also issues of the aesthetic. Actually, we've got so many institutions that we call that it becomes quite cumbersome for one person to deal with all the work that's supposed to. So it then places the pressure on research to do that or in assistance. So the issue of us getting on the West part is that unlike other places, we meet weekly and sometimes we meet twice in a week. You know, that's quite a lot of work that we put in terms of the committee. So the issue of us getting an extra person is quite important.
Well, I must say one thing before you come in. You know, this has been one of the most frustrating things. I have spoken to Dr. Pavak. Must be at the end of March, and she had promised me that the interviews were done, they are going to be appointing people. I've spoken to her several times. Now, you know, from March is now June, man, and you're telling me the same thing that we have identified somebody. But I really want to see this person come. Because I think, you know, the committee has been quite patient. We're not creating a storm and stirring up dust, but we can't carry on like this. It's putting a lot of pressure on Rita, and you can see the backlogs here. The committee is busy. It's a big committee, it's a lot of work, and we're not getting the right kind of support from the committee section on this one. I can tell you that. This has been really a story from the beginning of the year. And I don't know how we're going to resolve it. I'm still waiting for the full-time person to come. So if you can take that message back.
Chair, I think for now I can only say that I will try not to have the committee's conference, and I will give you feedback before the end of the
year. All right. Let's go through these minutes. Rita has indicated there's some corrections, so let's take the one that's on the 4th, oh no, that's the 18th of February, that's the first one.
Sure.
12th has been approved already, and 19th has been approved already when we met previously.
Oh, okay.
So we've got the 26th of February. Are there any corrections here, Rita, from your side? That's the 26th of February. Yeah. I've read through this one at least now. It's fine with me. I'll be guided by those members who read the minutes. That's the Peter sir. Fine. This is the first meeting we had with the SABC. It's like a long time ago, you know. With the SABC. It's a long time ago. The first meeting we had with them. Yeah.
That's the only time I know about the SABC when you were in that time.
Yeah.
Can we approve this one?
Yes, please.
I can sign something. I'll sign them after. Good. The next one is the 4th of March. This is where the minister presented
So now
a report.
We approve this meeting. That's the agreed or somebody seconded.
Suppose it's seconded.
Yeah.
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
Then I seconded.
Seconded. Agreed with the first one. Second one. You want me to act like Mr. Jorge Lacoba? I can do that also. Right. 4th of March, this is the meeting where the minister had to report on her progress on her previous budget priorities. I've been through them. I'm happy. Any corrections on your side?
Yes, I'm happy because if you look at the last page, the minister thanked the honorable the minister. That's kind of correct. And
okay.
The minister and the deputy. Let's take out the issue before the minister. The honorable minister, not the honorable the minister.
All right, that's old Africana style of writing. Agreed?
Okay.
Proposer? Peter is a seconder. Mr. Kumalo. Thank you very much. 7th of March. This is the meeting we had with Centec and National Treasury on funding. That's also true, eh?
Yeah.
No. Hey! Vato Kumalo, second that. This one you can check it, 7th of March.
Yeah.
Any corrections, Rita? Mr. Peter, sir?
Yes.
Agreed, suppose? Second, Mr. Kumalo, you can second this one.
Yes.
Thank you very much. The next one was 11th of March. This is ICASA's strategic plan and budget and priorities. Any corrections? No corrections from Rita's side?
I propose adoption.
Propose adoption seconded. So Rita's side?
Can I? I want to second, but it's another point I want to raise. Really and we just take the minute of the he can't have submitted a document from which they work from. So somewhere we need to make, I think it was Tetsuro who made that connection. It was, if you look at the half of the minute, it doesn't say a must. And I agree with what the Castle was doing, but you've got to refer to that document. You get what I'm saying? Because without it, it seems like nothing happened. If they can do that. In fact, in all the presentations, they have that documentation. Some of them is bulky, you don't want to attach it, but you want to refer to that document.
Yeah. So can we say, Mr. Mashile, chairperson, proceeded with the presentation on the ICASA's budget and strategic plan, and the document is available for. Is available.
They can even refer to one document, like a heading. To that one, and then say it is available on the RITA's file or the committee section, they can take that document on the minute,
yeah.
So they know what he's talking about.
It's signed. So with that slight amendment, Eric?
I think from the presentation is correct. If you are not in that meeting, or the said meeting is not at home to me, except the attendance.
That's
the point. It has not said you anything. I think it's correct that we need to
indicate the document.
Yeah.
Fine, with that amendment, can be approved this minute? 11th of March. Proposal?
Proposed.
Second, thank you. The next one is the 18th of March, South African Post Office, again, budget and strategic plan. Okay, so the CEO is Mr. M. Lefoka, right?
Yeah.
And Kambule is the H must come out, am I right? Is it the correct spelling? Kambule.
Yeah.
Fine. Kambule. The H there must come out. The first one. Is it the first H or the second H in Kambule?
The last one.
It's Kambule.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Is it okay?
Yes.
Proposer?
Yes. Proposer.
And second, Mr. Komalo. Thank you very much. The next one is the 18th of March. No, that's the same one. You met with him in another meeting?
Yes,
yeah.
Another one is the 1815, another one is minor and the law.
No, I don't have that minute here with me.
Is
this Yusasa?
No, it's the same in front of me. What happened is that they came and then we had to break because of the
problem. Oh, yes.
So we couldn't send them back home. We requested to meet them later. Just after the parliamentary thing.
Okay. We did a different time, sorry. All right, the next one is Yusasa, also 18th of March.
Yes.
And that's because the mistakes are the same also, the
Yeah.
Yeah.
They came at 6 o'clock, we met them.
Yeah.
After the house again, we made it. No, they came at night. It's 6 o'clock. Yeah. Okay, you start then. Okay. At that time to browse. Any corrections on that one? No.
No. I'm not sure whether it's blessing or favor, but I think it's in this committee where you start that speed is what you say, but again to make sure that we got from the first plane to Cuba and
Well, that amendment can be approved in a minute.
I can't do that.
Thank you very much. Proposed by Wendy, seconded. Mr. Ngumalo, you were present.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next one. 29th of April. You will all remember this meeting. The first day.
Yeah,
Ms. Kunta wasn't there, eh? The first day was Ms. Kunta there? No.
No, she wasn't.
No, so Ms. Kunta was not there the first day. It was Angeli and Becky. Proposer with the amendment, Mr. Kumalo, and seconded, Mr. Ngumalo. Thank you very much. Next one is 30th of April, is it there?
Can we say it's Wednesday, 30th, not Tuesday?
I don't have the 30th of April here. Wednesday, the 30th of April, yes. You could have got good memories about this meeting, eh?
So it doesn't make sense Tuesday and Wednesday. You can't be told that it's pretty nice. Common sense.
But I'm sure board members are more than this.
Were they more?
Yeah.
Kunta? Yeah,
they were more.
Kumalo, who were the other people?
Becky.
Becky's, yeah?
Yes.
Desmond is there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then there were three of the executive directors. 9. I think that's correct. Was there anybody else present? There were 6, yeah. Now I'm also trying to remember the seating, and I can't see anybody else. Good. Where are we now?
S2. Number 2. The first sentence.
We don't have. Are we from the same document?
Yeah. Are we on the same yet?
Yeah. After point 2, it has to be seen, hearing, but it's specific.
Yeah, South African Broadcasting Corporation, hearing, budget, strategic plan, and priorities. The following issues were raised for discussion and consideration.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
Well, we see number 1 and 2, opening and welcome. Number 2, start of it. You have that.
Okay. What is that? Okay, no, there's another document here. I think that's the one that they've corrected.
It's something else. This is what they've wanted.
Okay. Is that the one? Didn't say that the one that you corrected? Okay, can you circulate the corrected one, please? All right, apology for the circulated the wrong document.
Yes, yeah,
No, I want this one. I want you to read very carefully. Yeah? You might be called to court to explain this minute. Huh? So read them very carefully, please. Okay. I can always delegate the responsibility to the work.
Tell me, Chapel, how come we have a set 2 minutes? Which one we should?
Am I reading from the right one?
Yeah,
it was corrected at a later time.
So this has to do with wrong.
The
wrong.
Okay.
Which one the chapel is taking to court?
Please read the second one very carefully. Just teasing you, but read it carefully, please. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to read this one.
Of the three. Where is the first word of the three?
What? Are you reading it, Mother?
Yeah.
You pointed out that there might be a perception that the board was accountable to the president only, that he had an undiscretionary function. So who is he? President.
Yeah.
Okay. And the board had to report to parliament. Okay. Fine. Yes, fine. Except one thing on page 2.6, Mr. Zikala's role in the transformation and blacklisting of political commentators. That doesn't make sense. Mr. Zikala's role in the blacklisting of political commentators. Can we delete transformation and? It doesn't make sense at all. Otherwise, it's fine. Agreed, proposer? Any other correction?
Correct. Yeah? On this one, the board chairperson is at the last page 3.
Page 3, yeah.
Because during the meeting, we allow two people to give comments, including particularly the group CEO. So I'll leave the chairperson and then responded. Remember, there was a discussion around that leaked document. He then responded from that to say that there's some, what do you call it? Inaccuracies. From the group CEO. So you see, if you read it like this, it doesn't make sense. So she was responding to what he said just before we went for a break. So I'm not sure how you're going to go without going into the detail of what he said. But he made comments, and I think even from the other made comments. I don't know if you can construct the 8 sentence that from this one will then cover that sentence. And then just last step was the IEC asked to note the importance they abstained. They abstained. The DA walked out, but they came back to my understanding.
Okay, Mr. Kumar.
Chairman, there was a part in which the chairperson said to the relative board members and committee members, they must raise issues that they think they are aggrieved, and there would not be any action taken against them by the board. They should not have any fear of reprisals and stuff like that, and that's not captured. And so that is quite important because, see, this minute are now a subject of the High Court cases between the board and the management on a appropriate basis. And the minutes have been cited at the court proceedings to extend that some of the answers things have been used. So it's important that this minutes will not correct them so far as essentially, if possible. That makes sure that they reflect the actual discussion. that we had, because rather than in that meeting, there was a lot of, you know, attempts from the GCO to the board to the GCO, something like that. And it was, they are not captured.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the chairperson has said particular things to us, you know, and which are not accepted. And the court, in dealing with the metaphobic case, indicated that the chairperson had lied to the court about whatever issue, but also sure that that would then be captured in the minutes of the. No, on the link of the 30th, it was over the 20th. I'm not telling you that we have a meeting. We send them back. So we might want to just get somebody to transcribe. I'm not sure how normally people do it, but we might get a person to transcribe the actual proceedings into the minutes, not only that, but they are kept up.
Okay, Bani.
Yeah, I said no, I'll agree with that. One other question left, which was the one that encouraged us to reach the conclusion. Was that in one of the responses of the chapter, and it indicated that it does take note of the meeting. It does take note of the meeting without any action to follow and so on. So that is not section 2. So that was the crucial issue why we were with the conclusion. So I think the issue of going back to the record and looking at it is very critical. The second issue check, which can be the concept, is one issue can be checked into the record, is that at this meeting, the chairperson said they have already discussed with that about that letter that is in that topic. And that might be one issue which is reversing with the court. So in the meeting of the 30th of April, the chairperson said they have met with Dali and discussed about the issue of the allegations and so on. But on the same meeting, Dali was there, he was no, that's never happened at all. Which can be one issue, which is not here. So I think the court, the record, can be read and transparently with the very
court. Can I suggest that we don't approve this at all?
No.
That we let this one stand over until we get a revised set of minutes with actual, you know, quotations, verbatim extracts from the transcript as part of the record.
Is it possible to get the tape and listen to it?
Have you got the tape?
Yeah. As much as we are saying that, but because we might want to give them a chance, but what Eric is saying is more than that. You see what happened, which the minutes must capture. Is that on the 4th of April, the chairperson of the board wrote a memorandum. On the 9th of April, a board meeting came together to discuss the memorandum of the chairman. On the 12th of April, On the 13th of April, the Sunday Times then released the memorandum that was discussed at the board meeting. And then, subsequent to that, the GCO was not given the memorandum himself until on the 20th of Parliament. Now, the portfolio committee then requested to check with them if they have observed the article of association in terms of misconduct. That says that if one of them has leaked this memorandum, it constitutes misconduct. Now, therefore, how would it be possible for the control committee to believe that they can actually achieve any of the objectives that they said the control has been set them up to? And thirdly, the strategic term can pass, and on the basis of the fact that they have failed to show us what are the investigations that they are doing on the leaking of the memo, therefore we have the motion of confidence on them to actually do this. So this is how they, because the motion of contact must be captured. Or how we arrive at it. There are other issues that we discussed, and that's very important. You know, to so that's kept.
Now, can I say that we get a revised set of minutes, and there's a suggestion from the staff that they can do a verbatim transcript of the entire proceedings and attach it as an addendum to the minutes. So to try and, it was a very long meeting, and to try and capture every point, I think, will be quite difficult. So let's rather move in that direction. We get an addendum of the full proceeding as a transcript, and then we have a shortened version of the minutes, which records just the decisions of the committee.
But I think it's important what Omar would say. Again, in the minute, he must make a reference to that.
Yeah.
You know, when you do the half it, violate it, and then make a reference to that test or Senate document.
Can we just clarify this matter, because I really want this record to be up to date. I think this matter might just come up, and then we're going to find out certain difficulties.
And it's
Right, 13th of May, short list of ICASA.
He's
there.
He's there.
Thank you.